a double team of mules would be four. Yeah, a team of mules is two.
Yeah. Did y'all ever use four around here?
They did in the woods, yeah. They would use, when they're getting long power
right.
out, they'd have to have four.
Yeah, that's of course. Now, of course, now that something that the, well, you had the single tree, and then horses to separate them, you had, they had.
Well, you had traces when you're working in the woods, when you didn't have to stop the animal, you know, and have brakes on the cart that you were pulling, you could do it with just trace chains, you see.
Yeah.
And that's what they used in the woods to get snake timber out and logs. That's what you call snaking the timber out, you know.
What do you mean snaking?
Snaking would be dragging it, you see. You're snaking it, you call it snaking because you didn't have any straight avenue to take the timber out the way you were going. You had to pull it between other trees, you see.
You'd
have a kind of a crooked trail, and they would call that snaking the timber, you know, snaking the logs out of the woods.
Oh, so when you said we snaked, you mean we...
We drug this timber out,
yes,
you know.
Right. Well, no, the things that would come back to the hames where the traces were hitched to, you had a single tree, and then to keep them apart, if you had a team, didn't you have something else? A double tree?
Or
whiffle tree or something like that?
A whiffle tree, when you had, you always had to have either had a collar or a breast strap, you see. You either use a collar or a breast strap. When you use heavy pulling, most of the time you had a collar. You couldn't use a breast strap. Fancy harness used the breast strap, you know. And then ornamental type heavy draft, and then some carts had a collar too, you know, with the hames, because the hames were decorative too. And they had light forms, you know, there's some, they just didn't ever, some fellas just didn't believe in the breast strap harness. But from the breast strap or the collar, if you used the collar, you had hames, and you had loggerheads that hooked into the hames that your traces were hooked to that went back to your single tree. You had to have a trace chain or a trace leather back to an individual single tree for each animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to have a single tree.
Okay, and then to keep the horses apart, you had a...
Keep the horses apart, they had a tongue, a wagon tongue that went between
them. Or did you ever see, what was a double tree? You know what that was?
Well, it would be a double tree, would be on a heavy wagon, I guess.
Yes.
Where your single tree, two single trees hooked to a whiffle tree, you see.
Yeah.
That's right, or a double tree.
Yeah. Now, when you're pulling, say, with two teams, the horses in the front were called...
Well, that's the lead team, that's all I know.
And the back were the...
Just the hind, the hind team, that's all I know.
Oh.
The front.
Say when folks were pulling with a plow, now, if they had two mules, one mule walked in the...
Oh, I never knew too much about plowing with the mules.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Well, the trenches cut by the plow were called the...
Furrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would...
One would walk on the furrow, one would walk in the hill.
Yeah. Well, did you ever hear one talk about the lead team, the lead mule, or the nine mule, or something like that?
I don't know too much of the vernacular
in
describing hitches and things like that.
Yeah.
I really don't know. We used to sell harness in those days, and I knew a little bit about it, but...
Well, what would they say when they wanted the mule to turn left or right?
G and haw.
Okay.